Jet Set from Pearson EDI, Level 3 Listening Test, Junior Version, Version 11. Do not start this test until the supervisor tells you to start. This test has 20 questions. There are two parts. Both parts have 10 questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 2 minutes to look at the questions for each part. Then you will listen and try to choose the correct answers to the questions. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You will then hear each part again and try to answer any questions you may have missed. Now, look at the front of your answer sheet and see how to mark your answers. Now wait until the supervisor tells you to open your question paper. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part one. Part 1. Read the questions, listen to the recording, and select True, A, or False, B. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. So, Kate, tell me about your holiday in Hawaii. Did you have a good time?
Yes, we did, George. We were there for 2 weeks and we stayed in a 4-star hotel by the beach. It was perfect. But one night, when we were having dinner, something frightening happened. Suddenly, the earth shook and all the glasses fell off the table. The waiter said it was a volcano erupting. He said not to worry, that it happens all the time.
How frightening! Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt, thank goodness.
There are lots of volcanoes in Hawaii, aren't there, Kate?
Yes, there are 5. We went on a day trip to see an active volcano called Mauna Loa, which means Long Mountain. It's the biggest volcano in the world. If you measure it from the floor of the ocean to the very top, it's over 9,000 meters tall.
Really? That is higher than Mount Everest. How interesting. Did you see a lot of places in Hawaii?
Not really, George. Most of the time we stayed at the hotel. It was so lovely just relaxing by the pool and being able to swim whenever we wanted to. The children were very happy there. Peter learnt how to water ski, but Mary didn't. She preferred collecting shells on the beach.
What was the food like at the hotel?
It was delicious, and all the food was included in the price of the holiday. We ate lots of fresh fish and fruit, a very healthy diet. You must go there one day, George. You would love it.
Maybe one day, if I win the lottery. You will now hear the recording again. So, Kate, tell me about your holiday in Hawaii. Did you have a good time?
Yes, we did, George. We were there for 2 weeks and we stayed in a 4-star hotel by the beach. It was perfect. But one night, when we were having dinner, something frightening happened. Suddenly, the earth shook and all the glasses fell off the table. The waiter said it was a volcano erupting. He said not to worry, that it happens all the time.
How frightening! Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt, thank goodness.
There are lots of volcanoes in Hawaii, aren't there, Kate?
Yes, there are 5. We went on a day trip to see an active volcano called Mauna Loa, which means Long Mountain. It's the biggest volcano in the world. If you measure it from the floor of the ocean to the very top, it's over 9,000 meters tall.
Really? That is higher than Mount Everest. How interesting. Did you see a lot of places in Hawaii?
Not really, George. Most of the time we stayed at the hotel. It was so lovely just relaxing by the pool and being able to swim whenever we wanted to. The children were very happy there. Peter learnt how to water ski, but Mary didn't. She preferred collecting shells on the beach.
What was the food like at the hotel?
It was delicious, and all the food was included in the price of the holiday. We ate lots of fresh fish and fruit, a very healthy diet. You must go there one day, George. You would love it.
Maybe one day, if I win the lottery. End of part one. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part two. Part 2. Read each question, listen to the recording, and select the correct answer, A, B, or C. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. Now, here's some information about the White Cliffs of Dover. They are on the southeast coast of England. They are 25 kilometres wide, and people call them the Gateway to Britain. The cliffs are 110 metres high, and are made of chalk, so they are very white. And you can see them from a long way away. When the weather is fine, you can see the cliffs from the coast of France, 34 kilometres away. The White Cliffs of Dover are one of Britain's best-loved places. They are very special to many British people and are a big part of British history. The Roman Emperor Julius Caesar wrote about the cliffs in 55 BC. When King Charles II arrived at Dover in 1660, after many years abroad, his first sight of England was the White Cliffs of Dover. The cliffs are important in other ways too. They are in King Lear, the famous play by William Shakespeare. The very first electric lighthouse was built on the White Cliffs of Dover in 1843, and it was from here that Marconi sent the first radio signal in 1899. Some people think that the cliffs gave the UK its first name, which was Albion. Albion came from the Latin word albus, meaning white. Tourists are advised not to go too close to the cliffs because they can be very dangerous. On the 15th of March 2012, a large part of the cliffs fell into the sea. If you want to visit the cliffs, there is a visitor centre where you can learn more about the history of these famous chalk cliffs. It is open from 9 until 5 on weekdays and until 6 at weekends, from February to November. If you're in Dover, you must also visit Dover Castle, which is open to visitors from March to October, from 10 until 6. You will now hear the recording again. Now, here's some information about the White Cliffs of Dover. They are on the southeast coast of England. They are 25 kilometres wide, and people call them the Gateway to Britain. The cliffs are 110 metres high, and are made of chalk, so they are very white. And you can see them from a long way away. When the weather is fine, you can see the cliffs from the coast of France, 34 kilometres away. The White Cliffs of Dover are one of Britain's best-loved places. They are very special to many British people and are a big part of British history. The Roman Emperor Julius Caesar wrote about the cliffs in 55 BC. When King Charles II arrived at Dover in 1660, after many years abroad, his first sight of England was the White Cliffs of Dover. The cliffs are important in other ways too. They are in King Lear, the famous play by William Shakespeare. The very first electric lighthouse was built on the White Cliffs of Dover in 1843, and it was from here that Marconi sent the first radio signal in 1899. Some people think that the cliffs gave the UK its first name, which was Albion. Albion came from the Latin word albus, meaning white. Tourists are advised not to go too close to the cliffs because they can be very dangerous. On the 15th of March 2012, a large part of the cliffs fell into the sea. If you want to visit the cliffs, there is a visitor centre where you can learn more about the history of these famous chalk cliffs. It is open from 9 until 5 on weekdays and until 6 at weekends, from February to November. If you're in Dover, you must also visit Dover Castle, which is open to visitors from March to October, from 10 until 6. End of part 2. You now have an additional 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the OMR sheet. That is the end of the test.